Good evening, Suzanne Steele, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E-S-T-E-E-L-E, and I live in Deerfield. There are many reasons why I am not in favor of the Northern Pass project. New Hampshire is known for its beautiful countryside, lakes, and mountains, and this beauty is imperative for hundreds of thousands of dollars flowing into our economy through tourism. This tourism creates jobs for thousands of people in our state as well. This project, if it goes through, would forever scar our great state. Hundreds of miles would change with many vistas that are currently free from 100 plus foot towers. Not only in the North Country, but as we know, all the way down to my town in Deerfield. I am also a wellness consultant, and I am very concerned about the health impacts of Northern Pass. The electromagnetic pollution from these proposed lines should be reviewed more critically than has been to this point. I'd like to ask the committee to research Europe's findings and their perspective on limiting this type of energy within their borders. I moved to Deerfield in 1993 because of the beauty of the area as well as the history of the town. We are currently celebrating our 250th anniversary this year, a community steeped in history. We have a number of important centers in our town, several very near this new proposed expanded lines. This project would threaten our historic places. During the open forum this fall with Eversource, it was asked a number of times how much larger the Deerfield terminal would be and how much more electromagnetic power would surge from this building. Neither Mr. Quinlan or the other spokesman answered any of these questions. As a Deerfield resident, that raised a red flag for me. Another thing that was shared at the forum was the potential savings, as it was talked about tonight as well. Mr. Quinlan said, when asked directly, that the savings may be 3 to 5%, but he also said it was undetermined whether or not there'd be any savings at all. While the $80 million estimate that was talked about this night, tonight is a lot of money, from a resident's perspective, a 3 to 5% or even less is definitely not big enough benefit for me to support the downsides of this project. Burying the line seems to be a better option. However, according to Eversource, not feasible due to the cost. And I really appreciated the prior speaker's comment that if we're not paying for it, why not have it buried totally? One of the biggest reasons why I don't support Northern Pass is that this electricity is not really going to be used or benefited by our residents. It is going to be used by Southern New England, just like the existing Northeast Utilities transmission line that runs through our state already. We are just being used by Hydro-Quebec and Eversource to help them earn more money. Now we know a little bit more about that, $90 to $300 million a year. And it will just scar our state, our beautiful state that I've lived in since 1976. Please do not allow this to happen. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.